as you know, we're doing a series on worship, and really the fact that we are born to worship Him. It's in our DNA to give Him glory. And this morning I want to specifically speak about that, the fact that all of us, we have a unique sound to release. And that's the core of the message this morning. And I will start from Psalm 98. Trusty. Okay, somebody will change the slide and will give me the so 98. So we're going to actually read it out, Jamie, so it would be great if it comes up. Okay, so Psalm 98. Let me just read the beginning. It says, "Sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm have worked salvation for Him. The Lord has made His salvation known and revealed His righteousness to the nation. He has remembered His love and His faithfulness to Israel. All the hands of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant songs with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King." I will pause there for a second. I really love some because you could see here this invitation to us to sing a new song, but it's exuberant, right? Amen. It's like it says with jubilant bursting, yeah. With jubilant songs, with loud music, with trumpets and sound. If you read the Psalm 150, you even got dancing and clashes of cymbals. Amen. It's exuberant, it's loud, hallelujah. You know?
Hallelujah.
Imagine for one moment that England was winning the World Cup.
Beautiful.
Sorry, I'm rephrasing. Imagine that for one moment the men's team for England was winning.
Come on.
They would be singing in the street. They would be a bus touring. They would be, "It's coming home." Slightly, I mean, I won't be doing that. But, you know, if you're English, you know, give it a go, you know. The flag will be out and there will be celebration, and I bet you won't be able to pass Westminster and Downing Street because that would be absolutely around. You agree?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. How much more God the victor deserve our most extravagant praise? You see, I've been a worship leader now for, giving my age now, probably more than 35 years. And you would be surprised how many times I've got excuses. "Oh, but that's not my personality. Culturally, that's not what we do. We shouldn't be doing that." And, you know, I just demonstrated, the English, we don't do that. Yes, you do that. You do that sometimes. You can have all sorts of excuses, and I do agree that there will be differences in our expression. There will be differences. Some people are extroverts, some people are introverts. Some people don't like dancing, and some people are dancers, okay? This is okay. We will have all different types of expression, but we will have an expression. That's the point. We will have an expression. If we are really honest, when we are really passionate about something, or when we experience something amazing, all we want to do is praise. Isn't it true?
Amen.
Gary.
Amen.
Gary.
Amen.
Oh, this track is so good. Have you heard this last song? You know, if you're on food, you know, ask me for my latest restaurant. I ate and it was good, you know. I will bang on, you know. We all do it. We watch a show, you know. I watched the final of Traitors and I was laughing my head off. And first thing I did is post a thing on Facebook. I said, "This was so funny." You know, we all do it. If we experience something good, we verbalize, we say something, we do something. Have you ever talked to the most shyest person and suddenly you talk to them about their hobbies and they light up and suddenly say, "Oh, who's that person? I don't recognize that person." You see, I think inside, we are all made to express, to have an expression of worship, right? Now, what I think is good to start with for worship is to take always a few minutes to remind ourselves, God the victor, God, who, what He has done. and to remind ourselves, yes, he deserves the highest praise.
Amen.
Well, let's do that for a few minutes.
Hallelujah.
Let's do that for a few minutes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay,
thank
for example, I can say honestly that as a teenager, God absolutely delivered me from a spirit of rejection. You know, a suicidal spirit left me because I was delivered.
Hallelujah.
That's changed my life forever.
Hallelujah.
You know, and then I realized he loved me personally. Yeah, I want to say, yeah, God, you are the deliverer.
Amen.
You are the deliverer.
Amen.
Is there anybody else who's got a short burst out and say, thank you, God, because you did that? Or you are that, or you are this. Come on.
Father, thank you because you are my daddy.
Yes,
Amen.
You are
Amen.
My father.
Amen.
You are my father.
Amen.
Never let me down. Somebody else.
Thank you, Lord, for showing me that vision when I was a teenager and I've never looked back.
Hallelujah.
Excellent. Purpose and vision in God. Somebody else.
Thank you, Lord, for letting us know that for you all things are possible.
Amen.
All things are possible.
Amen.
Faith
Amen.
And hope in Him. Anybody else?
Thank you, Lord, for breaking through the darkness and showing me your light.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Come on.
Beautiful.
Come on.
Beautiful.
We have been completely transferred from the kingdom
Amen.
Of darkness
Amen.
To the kingdom of light. We were dead. We were dead.
Amen.
Dead.
Amen.
Now we're alive.
Hallelujah.
I mean, isn't it amazing? We could carry on like that for ages. Worship starts by reminding us of who He is
Amen.
And that He deserves the highest praise.
Amen.
What is amazing in the psalm is actually, even nature knows that. Nature joins in worship. So you've got this bit there. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all that lives in it. Let the river clap their hands and the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for He comes to judge the earth, that He will. And He will judge the world in righteousness and the people with equity and fairness.
Amen.
So there is something nature knows about how amazing God is. Even nature is making a sound. There's this famous song we're singing, which is the end of Psalm 150, which is, let everything that has breath pray the Lord. We
Beautiful.
Actually sang Great
Beautiful.
Time, you know, there was that breathing thing, isn't it?
Yes.
It's your breath in our lungs. We sang it this morning.
Beautiful.
It's our breath in our lungs, everything that breathes. And nature sings the praise of the King.
Amen.
So everyone in this room breathes. You are?
Amen.
You are? Yes?
Amen.
Hopefully you are. So if you are breathing, you have a sound for worship. You have a unique sound. You have an expression of worship. You have a unique song that will be your thanksgiving, your praise. And that expression can engage all of you.
Amen.
Okay? So don't worry if you're not such a good singer. That's fine. You can still clap. You can
Amen.
Still jump. You can
Amen.
Still make noises.
Amen.
And you can still sing.
Amen.
And we will love you for it. Okay, even if it's out of tune, don't worry. Okay, so we all can make a sound, use our hands, we can, you know, you get the picture. Okay, now, so God deserves the highest praise, but I think my second point is we are called, and you can see it in this psalm, we are called to a radical expression, a radical expression of worship. I actually think that the only healthy response to a revelation of who God is a radical expression of worship. That's
Amen.
The only healthy response.
Amen.
If you do not have that response, then something is not quite there. Mm-hmm. You're missing a revelation, or maybe the new birth in you is not complete, or you've let the devil kind of, you know, distract you, and you kind of entangle in something. You get me? The only healthy response of a revelation of who God is a radical expression of
Amen.
Worship.
Amen.
Even natures know that.
Amen.
We just seen it. I love this Martin Smith song, and you're going to recognize that actually is based on the example of David in, I think I've got the verse there, 2 Samuel 6. You remember when the Ark of Israel was brought back, and David just basically went out of the palace pretty much half naked, really, sorry. But basically, he went out and outrageously sang and danced, and even his own wife mocked him for doing it. Because basically, in that instance, he forgot he was the king, right? He just went for God. And he says, I'll become so much more undignified than this.
Amen.
If it is to praise my Lord,
Hallelujah.
If it is to praise my Lord, I will become so undignified, you know?
Hallelujah.
And Martin Smith's song goes, and some may say it's foolishness.
Yes.
Yes, maybe. Some may say, what are you on? But no, listen, you know, don't be drunk on wine, be drunk on the Holy Spirit, I say.
Amen.
You know, it's all in the Bible.
Amen.
Okay? When the disciple celebrated Jesus on Palm Sunday, the Pharisee wanted to keep them quiet. But Jesus said, if they remain silent, the very stone will cry out.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, praising for me, the Messiah, is inevitable.
Hallelujah.
And it's completely
Amen.
Appropriate.
Amen.
And if they don't do it, even the inanimate object will be
Hallelujah.
Compelled to express something.
Hallelujah.
Think about that.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus has got quite a sense of humor there, yeah?
Amen.
So, a revelation of who it is brings us to a radical expression of
yes.
worship. And it will
yes.
be your unique expression of worship.
Hallelujah.
It might not be as loud as somebody else. You don't need to compare.
Hallelujah.
It will be your unique expression.
Yes.
It will be a profound expression of gratitude.
Mm.
It will be a declaration about the wonder of who God is.
Yeah.
It will be a sound of surrender.
Yes.
It'll be a sound of, yes, God,
mm.
you're amazing.
Mm.
I mean, we sang it. Funny, isn't it? Okay. So now, when we bring in our worship, it's so interesting that psalm starts by a small thing. It says, sing to the Lord a new song.
Beautiful.
A new song.
Mm.
True worship is sincere and fresh. We are not repeating mechanically the worship of yesterday.
That's right.
We are not rehashing old mantras. It's true. It's fresh. We're looking for the expression of our relationship with God.
Amen.
A true, alive relationship. Listen. Sometimes you might even start by lament or lament? Lament?
Lament.
Lament, thank you.
Lament.
Lament. You might start by, oh God! Why? You might start by that. You might start, I don't understand. You know? But quickly you can move and, oh, but God, I remember you have rescued me. You took me out of the pit. And right now I don't understand, but I know you are the God who is and is, who is amazing. You are with me. So you start by things that are maybe a little bit familiar, and you let the Holy Spirit in you develop a fresh sound of worship, an expression, and to say, God, Jesus, come, I love you, I honor you. You see, and then it starts to be the sound of now.
Hallelujah.
And it starts to be the sound of praise. It's fresh.
Hallelujah.
And it moves in words of appreciation for who God is.
Hallelujah.
And what he's about to do. And sometimes, and that's what I love, by worship the most, sometimes he moves in deeply, something deeply prophetic. Because God comes and he reveals even more of who he is. And he speaks to you about your situation. And it's in the Bible. You know, we looked at this verse in Hebrew, bring your sacrifice of praise and I will reveal my perfect will to you. So he brings something fresh and he will reveal himself. There's something prophetic in worship, something alive that we cannot explain. That's why sometimes we go on and we sing a little bit more on something, because we started to connect that God is, wow, he wants to do something, you know? This is why, personally, I do not believe that when we gather and we sing song, we should be reduced to set list of songs.
Right.
I don't believe in, I call this is very French, So if you know French culture, you will laugh. But if you don't, I will explain to you. I call that saucisson worship. Saucisson is a dry sausage that you cut in bits, you know. So saucisson worship, have a bit, stop, cut, go, you know, saucisson worship. I hate saucisson worship because it's not about, the songs are only tools. You know, the song is just to help us. But the real worship is what there is there, it's the expression of the heart. Okay. Actually, I have to tell you, in general, I'm very worried about the expression of worship through our churches nowadays, in general. I'm very worried. You have on this hand of this spectrum, you have something which is, you know, I would say the no shakers and movers. What you have is lethargy, and you just go through the motion. Mm-hmm. It's mechanical. Mm-hmm. Do not express too much. We're not allowed. Don't do this. Don't do that. It's very controlled. You know, obviously there are some good in everything. You know, I'm not criticizing specific. I'm going to say, on this extreme, it could be like this. Mm-hmm. But on the other on the other spectrum, I'm worried too, because you get very charismatic, brilliant worship set. But actually, I'd say they turned into professional shows. I call them worship therapies. So you've got very professional people, they put on a really brilliant show, and you go and you have an amazing experience. You and yourself and I. And you feel good at the end. Worship therapy. You know what I'm saying? Worship therapy. That's the extreme again. I'm not against, you know what I'm saying? That's the extreme. It could become worship therapy where I come and I worship because it makes me feel good, right? But actually worship, it's about glorifying God.
Amen.
It's about,
Amen.
You know what? Even if I don't feel,
Amen.
You are still.
Amen.
Yeah?
Amen.
In both cases, what happened between the songs? That's my question. What happened between the songs? What is the expression of the people of God? That's my question. In both cases. So here it's dead and it's tall bread. And here, it feels like it's just one worship leader and a band doing the work and the others going like, you know? Where is the expression of the people?
Beautiful.
I'm worried either ways.
Mm.
I'm worried.
Mm.
Here it sounds good. I like here. It sounds good, yeah? But is it true spiritual worship? You can make lethargy out of this. Yeah? You can make lethargy out of this. It's just a new way. But where is the expression of the people's heart? That's what I'm really worried about. The New Testament speaks about coming together to exhort each other with hymns, song, but also to sing spiritual song. Or in other places say, song from the Spirit. So those are songs that come from the heart.
Amen.
On our relationship with God.
Amen.
Okay, I put all the reference there, by the way, so you can go and read if you would like. It's something about singing new songs. They are our sound of worship. Our sound of worship. When we come together, we have a sound of worship.
Yes.
This congregation has a sound of worship. Mm-hmm. That is different. Other church will have different sounds of worship. And all of us, we are the bride, and we are making a sound. And you know, one day we will be face to face, and we will have the sound of worship. Like I preached a few weeks back on Revelation 4. It will be all together, tribe and nations, yeah, the sound of worship, okay? So which brings me to this really important dimension of worship. We have an individual, unique contribution to make to the sound of worship. But we are meant to walk in communities. So together, we have a sound. Corporate worship
yes.
is super important.
Yes. Yes.
It's so important That Hebrew 10 verse 25 say, encourage believers to not stop gathering together for worship and mutual encouragement. So worship is crucial to the life of the church. That's where we're supposed to mutually encourage each other and just grow together.
Yes.
Listen, extraordinary things happen when we gather together and worship together. And there are some examples in the Bible of those times. What I think, which is when I was a teenager and I felt really called to worship, this turned my world upside down, this one particular thing. But in the Old Testament, in 2 Chronicles 7, verse 1 and 3, you could read that there was a massive gathering of the people of Israel. And they were dedicating the temple. And at the moment where they were together worshipping and dedicating the temple, it says that the Shekinah glory fell on them. The visible manifestation of the presence of God filled the temple. They saw it with their eyes. That rocks my world. I'm thinking, wow. They worship and the physical presence of God came.
Yes. Yes.
And it's not the first time. It happens as well in the New Testament.
Yes.
In Pentecost Day. Before they actually got to work, do the Great Commission, God said, stop, don't go anywhere.
Hallelujah.
Gather and worship.
Hallelujah.
Gather together. And what happened? Holy Spirit fell. Again, visible manifestation of something corporate that happened and filled them. It happens all the time. It happens Acts 10 again, a corporate thing, where Cornelius and all his household, I mean at the time, and household and his friends, that was not just 10 people. I mean, there probably was a good 100 there. But so Cornelius and his household gathered, and Peter came and gave the message. And the Gentiles received the Spirit. Again, another big marker. They were together and something remarkable. And that's the beginning of understanding that the gospel is as well for the Gentiles. Big, big thing happened when we gather together. And we could take, you know, recent history. We could take Azusa Street. We could say, there's other revival we could take. The story continued.
Yes.
Remarkable thing happened when people are together in unity, gathered for the glory of God, you know? I've seen it from my own eyes. I remember Jimmy and I, we went a few years back. Jimmy, was it 11 or was it 13?
11.
2011, we went to Bethel and I didn't plan to do that testimony, but we were in a room and we were worshiping, and to be honest, at some point it continued. And the band stopped playing, and the people were worshiping with no bands. But what happened is, it started in a corner of the room. There was a swirl of, how would you describe it? A shiny gold dust. Shiny gold dust started together. And we were all like, what? Then it grew, and the people continued worship. And it was filling the room, right? And it got bigger and bigger. And we continue worship. I think people continue worship 3 or 4 hours. No bands playing, you know, I love you, Lord. And all the classic, we went around and people worshiping, and then people would go under and get healed.
Hallelujah.
Okay? It happens. Okay? There's something special when we gather in His name. That's probably why this verse, you know, one or two gathered in His name, I'm amongst. Okay, so what I want to finish today by is some very concrete things, because you know I can talk here, but let's apply it to our lives. Okay, thank you. So we saw He deserved the highest praise. He deserved the highest praise. Everything starts with the revelation of who He is. I want to encourage you to pursue your relationship with God.
Hallelujah.
Take a proactive step. Make room to meditate his words and his promises, because this would fuel your worship. It will give you bigger understanding of who he is. So the word of God is important, so you will know his promises.
Hallelujah.
When you are in the lament, whatever it is, where you are in there, you will know your Bible, and you know you can cry out to God. And you can say, yes, you say you will never abandon me or forsake me. And you can read, you know. So meditate the word of God, because it will fuel your revelation of God. It will help you to become this worshiper who knows the truth. Okay? The second thing is, don't be passive. I use the method, I call that the wake up my soul method. You know, from David, Psalm 50 said, wake up my soul, worship the Lord. When you have, sometimes you need worship, by the way. You're like everybody else. You might have a really crap week and everything went to, you know, and you really don't want to. I mean, did it happen to me? Thousands of times. Thousands, I'm not better than you. Thousands of times we would stand there and we had really hardship. But I use the wake up method, which is this. Wake up my soul. Literally. You know, maybe not without the slap. But literally this is how it is. Like, wake up my soul.
Yeah.
Remember. I do it to myself. Speak to yourself.
Yeah.
Speak to yourself. You know? Until your spirit catch up with your soul. You know, those feelings are here. You want your spirit to catch up with the soul. You know, I just say, okay, soul, I got this. Yeah? So I use the wake up method. Okay? So that's for the first one. Really practical. Be authentic. You know, you can't do the wake up method if you don't admit you need to wake up. So be authentic about where you are. But speak to yourself. Be proactive. Don't just go, Jesus has done it. He's waiting for you, by the way. He's done it. He's done the victory bit. He said, come to me. He's done it. He said, come to me. Okay? So we do that. That's maturity. You know, baby Christian, they don't know how to do that. Mature Christian, they've learned to do that. So no judgment, by the way. No judgment. Wherever you are at, sometimes we'll get it wrong. Sometimes we'll go, a bit of self-pity. We all do it at some times, you know, no one is perfect. But at some point, there's going to have to be the wake-up. Yes?
Amen.
Second, I said the only healthy response in our heart when we have a relation who God is an extravagant expression of worship. There's a lot of reason why maybe we can't expect extravagantly. There could be obstacle in our heart. I'm thinking about, for example, I would say when I was a bit younger, I cared a lot about what other people think. Okay? So fear of man. What? Oh my gosh, if I suddenly go, you know, would somebody judge me? Would somebody said something? You know, there could be something like that. Self-consciousness, the fear of being ridiculed, past hurt.
Yes.
You know, people have said things to you.
Yes.
There's freedom for you. That is not a state we're staying in. There's freedom for you.
Amen.
God has come so we have freedom.
Amen.
You know, that's what it is. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is
liberty.
And another word is freedom. So freedom will come to you, okay? And we can pray about that in the end. That God, you know, heal your heart and you are able to express worship in your true nature. I'm not asking you to be someone you're not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In your true self will be able to express itself. Now, when we come together, how is our expression of worship the body of Christ? Christ coming to worship together. You see, I think we got a really good example this morning. This is not Joe's set. This is not Rachel's set or the guy's set when leading worship. We're only trying to help you worship. You know, we are taking a little bit of a bye, Thomas. We're taking a match. You know, we're taking a match and we go. That's what we're trying to do. We're taking the match and go. But everybody's supposed to come and contribute to the worship, okay? And so I want to encourage you practically to take your place in worship, okay? We want to build an enormous fire. Imagine you are the logs, okay? Bring your log, okay? Bring your worship. A log, what does a log do? You know, if I start a fire with Joe, two logs, okay? we got to burn, and what happened is eventually, you know, what happened if the third log comes? You've got a brighter, yeah? We've got, because that third log provide more fuel. So we're fueling together. We're fueling together worship. We are bringing up it, we're bringing up praise. There's something supernatural that happens when we're together. We're bringing something together, okay? We're building an enormous fire that glorifies God. And he sits in the praise of his people. He can only sit in the praise of his people. Okay, so it's all about what's happening between the songs.
Amen.
It's
Amen.
All about what's happening in between the songs. See, actually, I would say the worship is as good as the worshippers. Don't look up to us to think, oh yeah, that was a good time of worship. Yeah, they sang really well, and this morning there was a full sound. We loved it. Rubbish. Rubbish. The worship is as good as the worshippers. You know, if you come on Wednesday, you know, sometimes there would be one, two, but the sound of worship. The sound of worship. It's about the sound of worship. It's about how we put our logs together, right?
Yeah.
Okay? Which bring me to my last point, okay? And this one might hurt a little bit. Sorry if I hurt you a little bit. I said, you know, your sound is your log contribution to worship fire of the sand. So worship is about glorifying God together and mutually encourage each other. That's central to our faith. So I've got a question, brothers and sisters. Where are you at 11 o'clock?
Ouch.
Where are you? It hurts a little bit, yes? For some of you, it doesn't hurt because you're always there at 11 o'clock. But for some of you, you might say, I just want to say that with the most gracious heart. I know there's always exception. I know you can be late and it's nothing to do with your heart for God. So there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ.
Beautiful.
I really mean it. I will love you the same. You come or you don't come, I love you the same. And Jesus loves you the same.
Amen.
Because it's about grace, and we don't, it's not about what we deserve or not deserve. We don't deserve anything anyway. You see what I'm saying? We're getting me? Yeah. But what I want to say is when you're not here, your log is missing. Your log. If we want to build a big fire, if you want to build a big fire, if you want to encourage each other, if we want to be strong in our faith,
amen, amen, hallelujah.
Bring your log.
Yes.
You know, I know that preaching is important, but I would say worship is more important.
Wow.
I mean, call me controversial. You can all read your Bible. You can worship at home. But that experience of corporate worship, I'm sorry, you won't have it anywhere else. You've missed it. You've not been in it. You missed it. Not only you're missing it for yourself, but we miss you. Your brother and sister next to you is missing it. How about that? Your brother and sister next to you is missing it. Can you see what I'm saying? Because you are so valuable.
Yeah.
were so valuable. Jamie, could you put my last picture on? That's the picture I want. Consider this picture. I want to leave you with that. Mm. Okay? And it's a log fire, obviously.
Beautiful.
Imagine then, if we bring our log that is already on fire. So we have a revelation of all God's day. We're good at expressing our worship. We understand it has to be fresh. We come and our fire is already, no, our log is already on fire.
Yeah.
Imagine logs on fire that comes together.
Mm.
What do you have if logs on fires come together? Wildfires.
Mm.
Wildfires that will spray so badly.
Mm.
I mean so badly, you know what I'm saying? You know? Ooh, how dangerous is that? Wildfires. That's what we get.
Mm.
Now, maybe one day your log is a little bit down.
Mm.
You know, I don't know, it just got deep in water for whatever reason.
Mm.
You know, and it's a little wet and
yeah.
Little.
Yeah.
It's okay, bring your log.
Amen.
Okay, at first it would smoke a bit, but I'm guaranteed eventually he will catch fire.
Amen.
Yes?
Amen.
What happened to the people who don't know Jesus in the room? Their log is still a log.
Mm.
They're still being created to worship God. They're still
mm.
created in the image of God.
Amen.
They are beautiful logs.
Amen.
They might be dead logs,
mm.
but not for long in that.
Mm.
Not for long. I can guarantee,
mm.
not for long.
Mm.
This is what we're going after. Wildfire.
Amen.
Wildfire. You know, one of our, actually, I just remember, where is our, there's another banner. Go for the kingdom. Gather. What was the other one?
Gather for encounter.
Gather for encounter, go for the kingdom. We received a prophetic word in this church a few years back that we were supposed to gather for the encounter of the presence of God, and this we will carry on everywhere we go.
Amen.
Thank you.
I want to invite you to think about that, like that worship is one of the most important things that we are doing.
Amen.
Because when, you know, look at the Pentecost day, gathering in his name. Before the mission.
Mm.
You know, go into the mission without that, you'll get worn out. You will get worn out, or you will get fruit because you work hard. But let God work through us
yes.
as we're worshiping.
Yes.
Let us be logs on fire,
mm.
and then when we go back to our week, this is still burning.
Mm.
This is still burning bright, and we still continue to fuel our logs during the week. Yeah?